Book 17, Chapter 8, Concerning Herod's Death and Testament and Burial. And now Herod altered his testament upon the alteration of his mind, for he appointed Antipas, to whom he had before left the kingdom, to be tetrarch of Galilee and Perea, and granted the kingdom to Archelaus. He also gave Gallonitis and Trachonitis and Panias to Philip, who was his son, but own brother to Archelaus, by the name of a tetrarchy, and bequeathed Jarnia and Ashdod and Phasaelis to Salome his sister, with 500,000 drachmae of silver that was coined. He also made provision for all the rest of his kindred by giving them sums of money and annual revenues, and so left them all in a wealthy condition. He bequeathed also to Caesar 10 millions of drachmae of coined money, besides both vessels of gold and silver, and garments exceedingly costly to Julia Caesar's wife, and to certain others 5 millions. When he had done these things, he died, the fifth day after he had caused Antipater to be slain, having reigned, since he had procured Antigonus to be slain, 34 years, but since he had been declared king by the Romans, 37. A man he was of great barbarity towards all men equally, and a slave to his passion, but above the consideration of what was right. Yet was he favored by fortune as much as any man ever was, for from a private man he became a king. And though he were encompassed with 10,000 dangers, he got clear of them all, and continued his life till a very old age. But then, as to the affairs of his family and children, in which indeed, according to his own opinion, he was also very fortunate, because he was able to conquer his enemies, yet, in my opinion, he was herein very unfortunate. But then Salome and Alexis, before the king's death was made known, dismissed those that were shut up in the hippodrome, and told them that the king ordered them to go away to their own lands, and take care of their own affairs, which was esteemed by the nation a great benefit. And now the king's death was made public, when Salome and Alexis gathered the soldiery together in the amphitheater at Jericho. And the first thing they did was, they read Herod's letter written to the soldiery, thanking them for their fidelity and goodwill to him, and exhorting them to afford his son Archelaus, whom he had appointed for their king, like fidelity and goodwill. After which Ptolemy, who had the king's seal entrusted to him, read the king's testament, which was to be of force no otherwise than as it should stand when Caesar had inspected it. So there was presently an acclamation made to Archelaus as king, and the soldiers came by bands and their commanders with them, and promised the same goodwill to him, and readiness to serve him, which they had exhibited to Herod, and they prayed God to be assistant to him. After this was over, they prepared for his funeral, it being Archelaus's care that the procession to his father's sepulchre should be very sumptuous. Accordingly, he brought out all his ornaments to adorn the pomp of the funeral. The body was carried upon a golden bier, embroidered with very precious stones of great variety, and it was covered over with purple, as well as the body itself. He had a diadem upon his head, and above it a crown of gold. He also had a scepter in his right hand. About the bier were his sons and his numerous relations. Next to these was the soldiery, distinguished according to their several countries and denominations, and they were put into the following order. First of all went his guards, then the band of Thracians, and after them the Germans, and next the band of Galatians, every one in their habiliments of war, and behind these marched the whole army in the same manner as they used to go out to war, and as they used to be put in array by their muster-masters and centurions. These were followed by 500 of his domestics carrying spices. So they went 8 furlongs to Herodium, for there by his own command he was to be buried. And thus did Herod end his life. Now Archelaus paid him so much respect as to continue his mourning till the 7th day, for so many days are appointed for it by the law of our fathers. And when he had given a treat to the multitude and left off his motoring, he went up into the temple. He had also acclamations and praises given him, which way soever he went, every one striving with the rest who should appear to use the loudest acclamations. So he ascended a high elevation made for him, and took his seat in a throne made of gold, and spake kindly to the multitude, and declared with what joy he received their acclamations, and the marks of goodwill they showed to him, and returned them thanks that they did not remember the injuries his father had done them to his disadvantage, and promised them that he would endeavor not to be behindhand with them in rewarding their alacrity in his service after a suitable manner, but that he should abstain at present from the name of king, and that he should have the honor of that dignity, if Caesar should confirm and settle that testament which his father had made. And that it was on this account that when the army would have put the diadem on him at Jericho, he would not accept of that honor, which is usually so much desired, because it was not yet evident that he who was to be principally concerned in bestowing it would give it him, although by his acceptance of the government he should not want the ability of rewarding their kindness to him, and that it should be his endeavor, as to all things wherein they were concerned, to prove in every respect better than his father. Whereupon the multitude, as it is usual with them, suppose that the first days of those that enter upon such governments declare the intentions of those that accept them. And so by how much Archelaus spake more gently and civilly to them, by so much did they more highly commend him, and made application to him for the grant of what they desired. Some made a clamor that he would ease them of some of their annual payments, but others desired him to release those that were put into prison by Herod, who were many, and had been put there at several times. Others of them required that he would take away those taxes which had been severely laid upon what was publicly sold and bought. So Archelaus contradicted them in nothing, since he pretended to do all things so as to get the good will of the multitude to him, as looking upon that good will to be a great step towards his preservation of the government. Hereupon he went and offered sacrifice to God, and then betook himself to feast with his friends.